That's the moment of death. Form dissolves. The formless remains as it always was, always will be. So that as you now you can listen to this sound, and be aware not only of the sound, but also of the field, the space, the awareness itself in which the sound appears. That is the deepest meaning of now. And that is inseparable from who you are in your essence. And that's an amazing thing. There's an object in consciousness which is there. You know it's there. But it is not absorbing your entire attention. You're also conscious of attention itself, of awareness itself. And when I say that in language, it creates a non-existent duality. When I say you are conscious of, it's not true. Language only creates that duality. Awareness is conscious of itself. You are conscious of awareness as yourself. So while you listen, and the sound is only one example, we simplify it because as you move through life, objects in consciousness arise continuously as thoughts, as emotions, as sense perceptions, everywhere they pop up. And most people move through life totally absorbed in all the arising objects and reacting to them as a little me entity, fearing some objects, wanting some other objects to add to me, totally absorbed in the arising objects in consciousness. In other words, they are lost in the world. And the world is a promising place where, because I'm hoping to fulfill me through some objects that I can add to me, and it's a threatening place because the world might take away what I have or may even remove me altogether from existence. So here we're reducing all the many objects that arise in consciousness to one, and just watch that, see how it arises, and sense the awareness itself in which it happens. And that is what remains, what is there before it, the object arises as the sound. It is there while the object has its limited lifespan, and it is there after the object has dissolved, the sound has come to an end. So let's see what arises in the field of now, and it begins before the Big Bang, because this sound is the equivalent of the Big Bang, just on a smaller scale. It is what's there before the Big Bang happens. The scientists trying to figure out what was there before there was nothing, there wasn't anything there. And of course, the mind can't work that out. So this is the beginning. Just before the universe happens, there's this. And, of course, the bird. And suddenly, And then and another universe.